Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Men's Handy Stroker Sleeve by Lynx Pleasure Clear Male Masturbator from the Enhanced Male. So this is a really cool product. It's very simple, but it is basically, you ever use like a cum sock, or a very simple device is putting it strongly. Basically, instead of jerking off with lotion, you put like your dick in a sock or some type of thing and you jerk off using that. Well, this is basically that in the form of a reusable, easily washable, durable silicone kind of a masturbation sleeve. And it's basically a very stretchy, let me show you. See, it stretches very well. So you can stretch it either way. So it can accommodate anyone. I mean, if you're really girthy, maybe it'll be tight, but it'll, you know, that's a good thing. So it's basically filled with these little kind of protrusions, and they, you know, they're not unpleasant. They're a little bit, obviously they look like little spikes or something, so I don't want to call them spiky. What do they feel like? They feel good, but they just, like, it's all over the place. So if you've ever jerked off with bubble wrap, that's basically another kind of a hack, I guess. Instead of using like a cum sock, try jerking off with bubble wrap. But the bubble wrap is very big and very soft, whereas this is small and, I mean, it's not hard. It's not like, these aren't hard plastic. They're silicone, so like, they're not gonna hurt. But the stimulation feels more like, it's more like getting your back scratched versus getting your back rubbed. So if you ever gotten a back rub, or versus a back scratch, like a good back scratch, not like an aggressive back scratch, but a nice, pleasant back scratch, I would compare this to getting your back scratched, whereas jerking off with bubble wrap would be like getting a back rub. Anyway, so the advantages of this over something like bubble wrap or a jizz sock, well, the jizz sock is disgusting, and while you could wash it and use it over and over again, it's, it's pretty gross, I'm not gonna lie. So I've never really been into using socks. I have tried it, it's not entirely unpleasant, but I usually just prefer my hand with some lotion. So if I'm going to forego the use of a toy, I'd rather just use the lotion in my hand. The interesting thing about this toy is you can treat it just like you're masturbating without a toy at all. So you don't have to use any kind of special lube. You can use lotion. So I use lotion to experiment with this toy, put lotion on, put my dick in it, and basically just jerked off and ignored the fact that I had this toy altogether. So I did try like kind of, you know, moving it up and down, and it didn't really feel very good because it's a pretty stretchy material. But when I just kind of forgot that I had it and I just kind of jerked off like I normally do, it felt really good because you basically got all the benefits of just whatever technique you normally know, and you know what you like. So do whatever you normally do, but with this, I mean, you can squeeze it, you can pinch it, you can do all the stuff you normally do. This just adds some additional kind of a textured friction surface. So it enhances the experience. And if you pull out slightly right before you come, this can catch a lot of it. And in fact, if you pinch it, if you pull out a bit and kind of pinch the end, this will catch your cum. So imagine, you know, jerking off with your hand, but instead of, you know, trying to aim it somewhere or trying to whatever, you can just use this toy, jerk off like normal. When you're about to come, just pull out slightly and pinch the end, and this will catch your cum. And then it's as easy as going to the bathroom and rinsing it out. It obviously has holes on both sides, so it's really easy to rinse out. You can also turn it inside out. If you want to make sure that you you clean and dry both sides, you can turn this inside out. You're not going to damage it. It's very durable silicone. So it's a very simple toy. The main advantage of a toy like this, and aside from what I already described, is this is very inconspicuous. Like, if you saw this, you would assume this is some type of hair product. That's what I kind of first thought when I saw this. Like, maybe a girl puts her ponytail in this, and this kind of grips the hair, and it creates like some type of a sleeve that you could tie bows to. I mean, I don't know. But if someone found this, they wouldn't immediately think, oh, this is definitely a masturbatory device. They think this is something for your hair. This is something for, I don't know, something. It's, who knows? But You can literally, I mean, this folds up extremely small. You can put this in your pocket. You could put this in a carry-on bag. You can put this on anything. If you need something to jerk off with, like let's say you're going on a trip and you don't want to pack any kind of crazy toys, but you don't want to just jerk off with your hand with some lotion like an animal, you want at least something to enhance the experience. You could bring a toy like this. Packs very small, just fold it up. If someone sees it, they're not going to think anything. They're not going to think anything at all. Like, you could put your toothbrush in this. In fact, you know what? That's a good idea. When you're packing this in some type of a carry-on or something, put your toothbrush in it. And then just be, oh, it's a bathroom toiletry organizer, and I put my toothbrush and, you know, my comb or something in this, and this holds it all together. And no one's going to be like, oh, no, like you definitely jerk off with it. No one cares. It's fine. It doesn't look like a vagina or anything, so it's perfectly fine. So, yeah, really interesting toy. I can honestly say that I will be using this in the future. If I'm ever in a situation where I have to take a toy and it has to be kind of inconspicuous, I'm going to be bringing this. So I think the highest praise I can give a toy is that it's going into my personal collection. I will be using this. This will go into like my rotation, if you know, as it were. So that's the highest praise I can give a toy, honestly. So this toy does make the cut. It's a unique kind of toy. It may even be an entry-level toy. So for example, I've talked to people who have a mental hang-up when it comes to sex toys. They think they're creepy, they don't want to do it, but they'll jerk off with lotion or, you know, something like that. This can be like your gateway drug. If you feel that sex toys are creepy and weird, but you jerk off, try jerking off with this. It's not like meant to be a disembodied vagina or a headless torso. It's just something you can use, like a sock or whatever, to enhance the masturbation you're already doing. And if you get over your mental hang-up regarding this sex toy, you might want to upgrade to something else, and then maybe you'll eventually get over your mental hang-up altogether, and then the wide world of waifus and, you know, upscale sex toys will be available to you. So this could be a great toy for a lot of people. I recommend it. I'm going to be using it and put this in my rotation myself. Now, unfortunately, I do not have a coupon code. This is a new sponsor. I requested a coupon code, and they said that they don't do that. They're worried like certain apps might harvest a coupon code and spread it around and give it to everyone, and it won't even serve the purpose of allowing the sponsor to, you know, gauge the impact of the review. So they just said, don't worry about the coupon code. But this is already very fairly priced. Now, this is high quality silicone. So it's $14. That sounds like a lot for what you're getting, like $14 for some silicone. But remember, like a cock ring, which is even less silicone, is like 10, 15 bucks. So this is pretty reasonably priced because of the very high grade silicone that you're getting. And it's very good, very good. So, you know, obviously, you could try some bubble wrap for free if you want, but if you want something that's going to last you a long time, that's going to give you a unique textured experience, that's easy to hide, easy to pass off as something non-sexual, give this a shot. Give this a shot. So, recommended. Anyway, so thank you, The Enhanced Male, for sending me this toy. I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and enjoy the rest of your day.